Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says one should not light with Itron for the Ner Shabbos, we play covered Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Chafeh Mebeis, my timer, Omar Rava, Mitech Sherei Chera, Gezer Hashem Yanichenu V'yetzei. It's got a bad smell. He might leave it and he'll go out. He'll leave the room. Bring the Gemara with Abaya, V'yetzei, let him go out. What's what Shem Zayin? Omar Leis, Rava said, Shani Eima Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Choyvo. I hold Nebi Shabbos is Choyvo. So Tosafot explains that Abaye also knew that there's a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Mishnah says, "I'll give him the various noshim neidosot, noshim meisos b'shas neidosot, and she'in was nearest benida of a chalav lakas haner." But Abaye didn't know that you have to light b'mokoyim suda, and that was Rava was mechadish that you have to light b'mokoyim suda. That's what he said. Shani Oima. Rava said, I hold, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Choyvo, you have to eat B'mokim Sudas. If he leaves the room where there's light and he's not going to eat there, that's not called Oinig Shabbos. So you see from this Gemara, there's two points in lighting the Ner Shabbos. One is covered Shabbos, and one is Oinig Shabbos. Kovod Shabbos means if a choshev visitor comes to you, or you make a choshev suda, you make a sheva brachos, you make a bar mitzvah, you light neiris. It's Kovod Shabbos. It adds to the atmosphere, gives chashivas to the atmosphere. That's Kovod Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos is to be able to eat the suda, to enjoy the suda b'mokam ner. That's called Oinig Shabbos. And also, Shalom Bayit is what the poskim call, that a man should be able to see where you go. It's also part of the Oinig Shabbos. So there's two inyonim. One is the extra, the lighting neiris, that there should be a festive atmosphere. And there's also B'mokim Suda. And also B'mokim Suda. That's the next reading of Oinig Shabbos. A man should eat B'mokim Suda, and also should be able to see where he goes. Should be kosher be'etz u'ba'avonim. So, going to the chiyuv of Hadlokas Neris B'Shabbos, the poskim talk about there's two types of chiyuvim. So we've mentioned just the two inyonim which there are in the covered Shabbos and the Oinig Shabbos. The poskim talk that there's two types of a chiv. There's a chiv on the gavra, called a chiv on the person, and there's also a chiv on the house. Which we see in halacha, that the halacha says, the halacha explains that people who, even married people, Mechaba talks about Reish Samach Gimel, Sivov, Bachurim haloyndim haholchim lemoit chutz lebeiso. Shibura says it's not only Bachurim, it's talking about married people. But they're going away for Shabbos. Like this Shabbos, there's a Shabbos convention in Amsterdam. A lot of the husbands, a lot of the machanchim are going. Wives. Some are going without the family, so some are just the.
Yeah. Some
are
only the wives.
Only the wives go. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. So they could be there. So here we're talking about the men who go lilloid chutz lebeisom. So tzrichim lahadik ne Shabbos bechadorom ulevorecholov if they have a cheder meyuchad liatzmoi. So the Bialoche explains to understand, explains Sivov, he explains that generally if the wife is at home, and the wife is attending together with her husband. So even though everybody's got a chiv, everybody's got a chiv of Hadlokas Neris. The husband has a chiv of Hadlokas Neris. The wife has a chiv of Hadlokas Neris. But the fact that if any of them lights, the wife lights, when she makes a brocha in one place, it's as if he's lighting as well, And that patterns all the rooms, the lights, whatever, with her, the bracha she makes. That because chometz, he says, you make a bracha in one place, and that's part, that's the, and that's really, you use that bracha to be able to call the rooms. So that's, well, if he's at home, so she makes the bracha on the neris, which she lights on the table. And even though there's light in all the other rooms, you light in all the other rooms, but that bracha goes on everything. But here he says, Mashenkin, if he's not at home, he's gone away. And he's got, now we'll talk about a place when he's got, he talk about Chedem Yuchad Liatzmoy. And it's dark there. Says the Alocha, how can he be Yetzer, the Mitzah, which his wife is lit in a different place, Mishum Shalom Bayis is Mechuyiv Lahadlik. Shalom Bayis has nothing to do with husband and wife. Shalom Bayis means he's got to see where he's going. So Inochinami, he's got his own room and it's dark there. So how's he going to be Yetzer with his Adlaka? So he is actually, so even though she lights at home, but he's Mechuyiv, to light, that there should be Shalom Bayis. And when you light, you can make a bracha as well. Mashaykin, he says, if you don't have a room, he hasn't got a chedem yuchad le'atzmoy. So there's no short problem of Shalom Bayis. I can see anyhow where I'm going. So what do I have a chiv? A mitzvah on everybody tonight. So that I'm yetzer with his wife lighting, even though he's miles away. The chivas haguf, what we say is, everybody has to light. The wife, and when she lights at home, is moitzi, the whole, all family members, whoever, wherever they are, even if they've gone away for Shabbos, that is part of, she's been part of the house, like by Ner Chanukah, and they yoitzi the chiv on the, which is on each individual person.
In America, it's 5 hours.
Okay, the time zone, yeah.
So we can ask the Balagos.
Yeah, so there's a time zone difference, that could be a different point. And so let's say, let's be practical. Okay, so talk about all these people who are going to Amsterdam. Talk about the case, and the wives are lighting at home. So there, the chiv gavra, let's say the yitzah with the wife is lighting at home. In the hotel where they're staying, there's anyhow light. If there's light anyhow in the hotel where they're staying, so then there's no need for them for that. If there is dark, they're staying in their own accommodation, and it's dark there, then they have to light there, then there would be a chiv of the bayis, shalom bayis. They have to light, and they have to make a brocha.
The bedroom is the chedem yuchad for them, isn't it?
Yeah, but they don't normally light in the bedroom anyhow.
Yeah, but shalom bayis, from she's here, he's...
Shalom bayis does not mean husband and wife. Shalom bayis...
No, shalom bayis should see each other.
Doesn't mean it's just something shalom bayis. Shalom bayis, no, shalom bayis, just see where you're going. Don't bang into the chair, bang into the table. There's nothing to do with husband and wife. So generally, if you don't light in your own bedroom, and you're quite happy to use the staircase, the lights in the hall and the staircase, so that's like, Kilo, that's as if there's light anyhow. The world is because there's anyhow. It doesn't have to be my light. The chivas gavra has to be my light. The chiv that there has to be shalom bayis, we call it, has to be light. There's light there. So in the hotel, there'll be light. They'll be like that, it's sufficient, I'm quite happy with the light that I keep my door open, I'll be able to see around in the staircase and where I go, whenever. So that would be good enough. So that's where you see that the two in Yonim, there's the chuyvas, we call it the chuyvas gavare, he's yitzah with his wife at home. If he would, let's say he's going to Hong Kong, yeah, and he's just got room for himself. There's no light anywhere, there's no staircase. So you're just going there for Shabbos. So then you would have to make sure there's light there. And light, make sure you have an off from the light. And let's say he's eating in his room in Hong Kong, where he's taking his food with him and he's eating there. Then he's daka. So the chid gavres it, so with his wife lighting at home. And without the time zone. And the shalom bayis, to make sure he's eating with her, he would have to daka light in his room. And he would daka make a bracha as well. So that's the case where you have the amyotza, the chayvas gavra, and I still have to make sure the chayvas bites. Let's talk about the other way, show the other way round, where you just have the chayvas, the bias you have already light, and the chayvas gavra. Let's would be somebody who lives alone. He doesn't have a family. And he's invited to eat by somebody Friday night. And he's staying by somebody over Shabbos. So wherever he's staying, there is light. But where is the Chovas Gavra which he has to be take part? So he's Mechuyev to be Mishtatev with a Balabais, with a Bruta, that he should be part of that locker because of Chovas Gavra. Even though the Chovas Bias, even though we say that there's Bias, the house is lit. He's staying by the house which is lit, and all the rooms are lit, so he's got sufficient light where he's eating and where he's going walking around. He's not going to bump anything. But where is his Chovas Gavra? Every individual has Mechuyev to see that he is part of the mitzvah, participating in the mitzvah of Neri Shabbos. So somebody who's living yet, for that person who hasn't got somebody who's lighting on him in his house, he would have to be mishtata, bebruta, to make sure that he is being mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokas Shabbos, the Chovas Gavra. Now I'll tell you a very interesting shayla, Taka, which Taka was came to be came aware of it. The story was like this: a married person, he lives in Prestwich. He was not eating in his house; he was sleeping in his house in Prestwich, but he wasn't eating there on Shabbos. He was eating in the Sheva Brachos in a hall on Shabbos. Sheva Brachos, invited to Sheva Brachos in whatever it is, in Hall, not in Prestwich, in Broughton Park. Now, he wanted to come before Shabbos, practical reason. He wanted to come before Shabbos because the children, Shabbos, yeah, they're not going to walk. So he wants to come before Shabbos, and he's coming before Shabbos Friday afternoon to his Shver in Broughton Park. And he asks me, can he light there? He'd like to light there. Can't light at home because he's leaving before Plaga Mincha at home. He's leaving early at home. And they're still going to drive after. See, it's going to be too early to light at home. And in the hall, it's difficult to light. He would like to light in his Shver's house. And he'll sit there Friday afternoon and he'll have some cake there.
Before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. Is that enough? Does that give him enough eating before Shabbos? Does it give him the right, the opportunity to be mekayem the mitzvah to light in his Shver's house? So the answer is definitely not. You're not sleeping there, you're not sleeping there Friday night, you're not eating there over Shabbos, so how should that help you to be mekayem the mitzvah of Neri Shabbos? So then he had another hamtzah, he had another idea. You know what? His wife, no, they want to be shtatel, they want to light themselves. It's a husband and family, they want to light themselves. You know what? His wife will make kiddush there. They'll make kiddush there. In the Shver's house, make kiddush there. And they'll have some mezonos, have some cake. And it will be some type of a Suda. So that's the Suda Shabbos. So then she would have her Suda Shabbos by her Ner. Would that be a solution? So that L'chair sounds better. But here comes out an interesting Nakuda. This whole Nakuda, which we say that husband and wife are one unit, and the husband is Yotzer with the wife's Hadlaka, that is only Kol Zman the woman is lighting in her own house. If it's her house, then wherever the husband is part of it. But if she goes away, she's not lighting in a house, she's eating and lighting in a different house, even though for her it's the Mokam Achila. But how does that pater her husband from his Chovas Gavra? Yes, the Gavra is going to have lights in his where he's eating, in the hall is lit, and when they go home in Prestwich, there's lights out there. But where is his Chiv Gavra? His mitzvah of every person has to be Yotzer Neri Shabbos. And the only way how a husband, all of us, all our men are Yotzer Chovas Gavra, is the wife lighting at home. But if the wife goes away, this is an interesting thing, not all the poskim can bring it, but as I found it number one in Chovas Hador from Yushaya Blau. He says that this is that the husband is only Yotzer his Chovas Hadlaka only if he is only if the wife lights at home. But let's say if the wife, goes away for Shabbos, and the husband says, you know what, that wife's away, I'm also going away, also go away for Shabbos. So they're both not at home. Nobody's lighting at home. That's another at home. So then the husband, Me'ikar Adin, is mechuyev to be mishtatet bebruta where he is. He cannot yotzer. So like we said before, if the case of the wife is at home, and the husband is going to the convention in Amsterdam, it's fine, Me'ikar Adin is yotzer, because it's part of the house. The wife is lighting at home. But if the wife is not lighting at home, she's lighting at dinner, it's okay for her, it's the Mokam Achila.
If the wife goes to convention and he stays at home, he still has to light.
He lights it home. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the same thing, because she's not lighting, even though she's not lighting it up. Yeah, but then the husband would understand. Can I say what? Enoch and Amber, whether the husband should light it up. Yeah, but the Chiddush, so this is the point which L'chaira, we can't
talk about. If the husband, the case with the Shabbat Brachos, if the husband had also made Kiddush, doesn't help?
That would have been fine. If they both eat Kiddush in their shem, that's not the Mokem Achila, they're both eating there. But her Mokem Achila is not going to help for the husband. Because it's not his house, it's going to be in a house where she lights at home. Some of the chalik in a city, because it's a city is there, because the state, there is a person maril, which says when a woman can lay la tefila, it's difficult to light, she can light somewhere and light in the base of tefila.
That's
a bit of a kasha on what I'm saying. How does that help for the husband? That's a bit of a problem. Oh, but Lemaisa, and the kids say Hilchashabbos, that's from the Dine of Booz in Washington Heights. Is that the wife is only the husband is only yotze with the wife's anoka only if she lights at home, but if she's not lighting at home, then the husband meikra din not only because he shouldn't stumble something is mechuyev as gabra is mechuyev to light himself. Where is the best place to light? So the mezuchah v'shomer. So there's the two. You always got the two options. Either the option, that's when a couple are invited out for Friday night. You're invited Friday night. You're not eating at home. Where do you light? Do you light in the house, or do you light in where you're eating Friday night? You go to your children. Where do you light? You got either the option that b'mokem achila, where you're eating, or in your house. And as long as when you come, but tonight, best it would be that when you come home, when you come home, there'll still be light, and they'll be able to have anor from the light.
You have to eat then,
The best, if you can eat there as well, some mazonis, when you come back, that would be the best thing. Why is that preferable than the mokem achila? So yeah, it's because the mokem, that's mokem achila, that is the ideal way to say you should, but mokem oilig shabbos, that's the place, mokem achila is the ideal place that. But it's a big shaila, if there's anyhow lights for mokem achila, is it okay for another person to light more? Because is it, if each one, kol beis a gimel balabati moichem bo mokem echot, yeshem de kol echem avorech al manoyre, v'yeshem gam gam bedovo. Because there's already light there, what's he adding already? So the one says, "Avon einon noyigim kein." We're not knowing like that. We do like the dairy shoyno that everybody lights. A lot of people in one house. Everybody. That's the minute we do it. Everybody do light. Everybody, a family, whole family comes in. A lot of married children. Other people move in. Families move into one house and live together. So everybody lights there. It's more superior. The first reason we're in it, it's more festivity, it gives more atmosphere.
I'm going to use something for that anyway.
Pardon?
I really feel they didn't want that in the house, because the lights, let lights on, so same.
Moist for laws.
It gives me something for that anyway.
Yeah, but that'd be, they can put that, yeah.
So but they don't. Most people don't want to turn lights on.
It's quite a choshev azach to do. Quite a choshev azach just before the night, turn the main lights, turn them off. Off and on, and then you then have the mitzvah properly. So lemaisa, after these two breiras, these choice when you're eating out for Shabbos, yeah. So out of the two, they're all good, but better, the best of them is mokem where you live and where you're sleeping, and then when you come back, it will still be burning, because then it will be the proper, the nearest hazicha giving you positive hanah that you're.
But you stay there before a bit.
If you stand before them, it's also possible, if they won't be burning air when you come out. So you sit with the nearest also. Absorbing the Kedushas and Neiris. So
that's in that room, Dafka.
Yeah.
You could generally with Friday night.